Okay, recording.
Oh,
Okay, we're
hello.
on Duff. Yeah, please, we got to mute everybody. Okay, mute. Okay. So tonight is Psachim Daf Beis. So Psachim, so the Seder of the Masechta is as follows. And the way I recall seeing this once in Kahati is quoting from the paper Shem Mishnayot of the Rambam, that in Seder Moed, first we begin with Shabbos, then Erevin is connected with Shabbos. Now we're beginning the holidays, so Psachim is the first and forward. That's the front and center is Psachim. Okay, that's the way it's going in terms of the orders of the Mishnayot. Now Psachim is plural, so they had an art scroll, but it's some say they quoted from the Zman HaGaonim that Masech Psachim was originally two Masechtot. They had one Masech that was the first to the fourth Perek, and then the last Perek. That's sort of like Halach Lamaisa. In other words, the prohibitions against owning chametz, having chametz, and the dinim on the Seder, that's one Masechet. And then there's another Masechet beginning with the fifth Perek, with Tamid Nishchat, the fifth through the ninth Perek, it's the dinim of Kadshim. So originally, and there were two Masechetot, and the Meiri, they said, writes that that's the way it was in his time as well. The other Pshat that they say is that Psachim could be Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So Psachim could be the two Masechetot, or Psachim could be Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. This is the one by Pesach. It's a little unusual with that. All right, anyway, the point is Pesach is the cornerstone of our Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and that he's involved with history. And there are many mitzvot, and again, this is all in the art scroll. There are many mitzvot connected with the holiday of Pesach, much more than any other yontiv, with the Pesach itself. I think there are eight mitzvot connected with Pesach, and at least two mitzvot to say. One second, let me just check. There's two mitzvot to say, and that's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and eating matzah. And then you have a series of lotah says, in addition to which, then by the Korban Pesach, right, the Korban Pesach, and he's got, there are three mitzvot essay, and there's also, I assume, the essay of Hashbatas Chametz, destroying the Chametz. So you have the mitzvot essay of destroying the Chametz, then you have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and eating matzah. That's, and then you have a series of laws, like lo, like Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh. And then by the Korban Pesach, you have 16 mitzvahs just associated with the Korban Pesach. Any event, so with chametz, so there's a prohibition against eating chametz. You eat chametz on Pesach, it's chiv karet. You can't get hana midoraisa from chametz during Pesach. And then there's also a prohibition against possessing the chametz, Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh. And then in addition to that, there's a mitzvah essay, a positive command of hashpatas chametz, of proactively destroying the chametz. All right. Now the first mission is dealing with the din of bedikas chametz. So we'll come to see lechora if you do bitol, if you do bitol lechora, then bedikas chametz should be a din derabanan. All right, we'll see more in a bit. Let's do the first mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Everybody ready? So or li arbas or here means in the evening. But the whole first daf and going into the second daf will be what does the word or mean? But the or is a euphemism. Or is like night, but it means the day. In other words, like it's like you're saying something like in a nicer way. So or li arbas the night of the 14th. Bot kinnah chametz l'or aner. So we check chametz l'or aner with a candlelight. So let me let somebody in. So he says, if there's a place that you know that you definitely never brought any chametz there, you never bring chametz to this place. Like let's say, I'm thinking like I don't know, you're running a bank and I don't know, you have rooms in the bank. You know, nobody ever brings chametz there. So he says, ein tzarich bedika. So when did the Chachamim teach us that you have to check two rows in the wine cellar? So Rashi takes it. Let's look at the Rashi on this on the third line. He says, "Lakam b'matnitin." So Rashi takes it that they taught us to us in the Mishnah. There was a Mishnah later on is going to say this is a machlok between Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai about these two rows in the wine cellar. He says, but they quoted from the Tosos Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's a commentary on the Mishnayot, Tosos Rabbi Akiva Eger. So I looked it up today. So he says that Bisman Chazal, before the Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayot, there were like like a collection of Mishnayot. So he says, Vameh Amru, and it was even when this Mishnah was composed, it was like a pre-existing like Mishnah that said Shtei Shuro B'Marte. If you have to check two rows in the wine cellar, Makom Shachnis Bo Chametz. So the Mishnah says that's talking about a case where they would bring chametz there. Let's see the Rashi on this, on the third wide line in Rashi. Everybody got it. Shtei Shuro Shel Chaviot Hastur B'Martev Shel Yain Sirif Do Beinehem. And let me skip this. So on the second narrow line, Umefarish Lo Amru El B'Martev Shemachnis Bo Chametz Kigon. Let's say you have a wine cellar, and the sommelier or the waiter he goes down to the wine cellar to bring wine to the people who are eating a meal. Sometimes he wants to dilute the wine, and he's got a piece of bread in his hand because he's busy taking care, serving the people, things like that. So he says, and when it runs out with wine upstairs, I got to run down and get wine. So that's what it means. Under those circumstances, there's a chashash that that there could be chametz there, so that's why you have to check in the wine cellar, but only two shurot. So the Gemara is going to discuss this on Daf Chet. You know, I wanted to get the pictures out for this, but let me just read it, and then maybe I can find the pictures for you. Okay? So Beit Shammai Amrim Shtei Shurot Al Panei Kol Amartev. So Beit Shammai says two rows on the whole wine cellar. So it is going to be machloket in the Gemara. Let me see if I could get you a picture now. Give me 1 second. Let me look for a picture. 1 minute. All right, you know. Anyway, listen, I think it's going to take too long. But the basic idea is, if you imagine barrels of wine piled up like in a box, like barrels on top of one another. So Shtei Shurot, there's a machlok in the Gemara, what does Shtei Shurot mean? Either Shtei Shurot mean the two faces of the box, in other words, the front face and the one on top of it. That could be one shot. Or else it means Shtei Shurot, the first two like faces of the wine. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so that's next this Sunday's daf. So today's Monday. So Sunday's daf, you'll have that daf chet. Or then the Gemara says, Ubed Hillel Omrim, Shtei Shurot Achitzonot Shein Hayal Yonot. So Ubed Hillel holds, either it means it's the upper two rows of barrels, or else it means like the two rows of barrels that like meet as an L. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or like the, let's say there's like, you know, three rows of barrels up, and three rows of barrels back. So the top row and the second row and the top row and the second row. That would be the way it would go. All right. So the pshat is it's either row A and row B on, you know, facing you when you were in the door, or it's row A and then the row behind row A. All right, anyway, but that's basically what the Mishnah teaches. All right, let me just do a little bit more on B'dikas Chametz, then I'll pause for take some questions, okay? So again, we said that on a Duraisa level, a person could be Mevatel the Chametz, and he'll nullify the Chametz, and then it's ownerless. So the question is, and why do you have to do B'dikas Chametz? So he says, So he says several reasons are given. He says the Ran explains that this is from the Aladaf. The Ran explains that although one for his bitul does not violate Bal Yira'eh, the sages in the B'dikas Chametz is because one might not perform bitul wholeheartedly. Shemen lo yivate b'leiv shalem. In other words, like a person says the words, but he may not mean it. In other words, like the person says, all my chametz is ka'afra da'ara. And he's got, you know, lots of chametz here, there, and the other place. So, but Chazal concerned, if I just do the bitul, even though the bitul would be sufficient on a deraisa level. I'm about to my chametz. I don't own the chametz anymore. We're afraid the person really doesn't mean it in his heart. So we still say, even though you make the bitul, you still have to do the bedika. And then they said that even though you do the bedika, you still have to do the bitul. We're afraid maybe you missed some chametz. Okay, that's one pshat. Then he quotes the Rav as the Bar Tanura, says the concern you might find chametz on Pesach and retract the bitul. I didn't mean it. I take it back. Okay, then Tosfos maintains that Chazal Sub Dikas Chametz, not because they're concerned about Yubayi or Bayamatze, concerned of one of the chametz in his house, he might come to eat it. In other words, the concern is, let's say I'm a vata all the chametz in the house, but now I have the chametz in the house. So we see that chametz, during Pesach, I may come to eat the chametz. So even though I don't own it, but I'm going to still transgress by eating chametz, so that's what the concern was. Therefore, they said that even though you were mevatel it, you have to destroy it. Now, the Meiri says that even though there's no bal yiroi, you're still going to violate, eating the chametz. Like, let's say I have my friend's chametz in my house. So I don't violate bal yiroi bal yimatze if I have my friend's chametz, not my chametz, but I'm prohibited from eating any chametz. Now, Tosfos explains that although sages never forbade having non-kosher food in one's house, so the question is, why are we so concerned that you'll come to eat chametz? Let's say you had treifus in the house. So do I say you're not allowed to have treifus in the house? Like, let's say dog food. I can't have dog food in the house because I may come to eat it or whatever, or not kosher food in the house, somewhere like that. Then why are they only concerned about eating the chametz if that's going to happen? So they said that the concern about chametz, because during the year it's permissible. In other words, it's like lo bedili and shiminei. In other words, most days during the year I eat chametz. So now Pesach comes along, I'll see chametz, I'll eat it. So you got to destroy the chametz. Now, he says, interesting, the Radvaz reads allegorical significance of the mitzvah of Dikas chametz. Citing the Medrash, he says, chametz is symbolic of the Yetzirah. That we know, that's any rabbi's drasha during Pesach is, the chametz represents the Yetzirah, and it's like similar, the Yetzirah puffs a person up and the bread puffs up. I've seen that idea, like gaiva and things like that. So he says, before Pesach, when he's committed to search the crevices of his heart, rid himself of all traces of the Yetzirah. In other words, there's like a parallel. Like, I got to get rid of the Yetzirah. I got to look everywhere for my Yetzirah. So he says, he explains, the Radvaz does, that since it is a very difficult task, sages are more cautious with regard to chametz than with regard to other forbidden foods. That sounds a little bit more Derek Drush, but anyway, that's the basic idea. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us, and anything we did so far?
What if you don't have a wine cellar?
Then you don't have to check a wine cellar. And it just means that all the Mishnah is saying is you
get check one.
You check anywhere that chametz went. So they said, so why would you have to check two rows in the wine cellar? You don't bring chametz to the wine cellar.
So they were using the wine cellar as an example.
Well, they were saying that if there was a wine cellar, typically you don't bring chametz to. But in this case, they said you have to check two rows if it's the type of thing you might have brought chametz to. We read the Rashi that the waiter sometimes has got the bread in his hand, he goes down to the wine cellar. So if there's a chashash, you have chametz there, then you have to check.
So it's like a concept that could apply to anywhere in your house.
Right, right. In other words, if it's an area where you may have brought chametz to, you have to check. If it's an area you never brought chametz to, then you don't have to check. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, so I'm going to move on. All right. Let me just mute everybody again. All right. Okay. Let's do the now. Let me just—I'll tell you the whole daf right now, and then if you get lost, you're good. So the whole daf is, what does or mean? Or means light. Everybody agrees or means light, but as used in our Mishnah, what does or mean? So the Gemara initially thinks that we have machloket amorayim, that according to one amor, we think that he's saying that or means day, in which case you'd have to check by day by. Daybreak, you check for chametz, and then one thinks it's night. Okay, that or light day makes sense, and or as a euphemism for night. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to explain that nobody held that it meant day. Everybody held it meant night, but we misunderstood what one of the Amorim was saying. Okay, but we're going to go through a lot of Makoro today to prove or disprove that or, as used in our Mishnah, means night. Okay, everybody good?
Why would you need a candle if it means day?
Because early in the morning you don't have such good light. That's what the Gemara thinks. In the morning you don't have such great light, so you need the candle. But again, in the Maskana, it's going to be.
I understand. I'm just saying.
Okay, but that was the Havamina. Okay, all right. Let's move on. Okay, let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says My or, what does the word or mean as used in our Mishnah? Rav Huna Amar Nagi. Rav Huna says it means light. Rav Yehuda Amar Leila, it means like night. So Kasaka Daitach, we think, whenever you see Kasaka Daitach, it means they're going to flip it on you. So this is, that's the case. So we think right now, but tomorrow's daf, they can explain differently. Kasaka Daitach, we think, Demandamar Nagi, Nagi Mamers. The one who says light, it means actual light. It means like daybreak. You have to check for the chametz. He says, Umandamar Leila, Leila Mamers. The one who says night, it means night. Okay, that's what we think right now. So the Gemara is going to explain that the one who says Nagi, In his area, they would call the night Nagi, in other words, light, as a euphemism. But anyway, but that's it. Okay, so we think we have a machloket where the or means night or it means day. That's the basic idea. So, Meitfei, on this, we ask a question from the following pasuk. And this is coming up in Parshat Shavuah soon. Haboker or of Anashim Shulchu. The boker, we think it means the boker, the morning, which is known as or, that's what we think the Peshat is saying in the Pasuk. Haboker or, that the boker, which is known as or, Vanashim Shulchu, the men were sent. Does anybody remember where that Pasuk is and what it's talking about? Now it's time to speak. Who remembers what it's talking about? What do you got for me, Michael?
When Yosef sends
the brothers back.
Yeah, that's come. That's Parshas Mikate. So now this week's Vayetze, so just a couple of weeks from now. Okay, so Alma or Yamamahu. So the Gemara says, so I see the term or means day. In other words, or everybody agrees means light, but is or also day? So in this Pasuk, the Gemara says or means day. In other words, the boker, which is known as or, so then that's a raya that it means day. So it's coming out, you know, raya to the day people. So the Gemara says, Miktiv ha'or boker. It doesn't say ha'or boker, the or which is boker. Now, I saw in the Masifta Gemara, they quoted from Tosus Chachmei Anglia, they said when you have one term which isn't so clear and one term is clear, usually the unclear term comes first. But either way, you could say, if it said ha'or boker, the only interpretation would be that the or, which is known as boker, that would be the only plausible interpretation of the pasuk. He says haboker or ktiv, but it says haboker or kamanda amar safra nahar. That says is to say that the day like illuminated. In other words, not that the or is called boker, but in other words, it's not a noun haboker, which is known as or. It's not a noun or. It's haboker or, and there was a day like illuminated, became bright. In other words, that's what the pasuk means. He says, and so why would the pasuk tell me that? So it's alluding to a halacha. Uchad Rav Yehuda Amarav, like Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Li'olam Yikanes Dam Bechitov, Yetze Bechitov. A person should always like enter his lodging place, Bechitov. In other words, by Yarlo Kimono or Kitov. In other words, the light was good. So it means like you enter when it's light and you leave when it's light. In other words, the Eitzatova is you get to your lodging place before nightfall and you leave your lodging place after daybreak. In other words, you don't want to be around when things are dark out at night. And Rashi says, let's look at Rashi. He says, where is it? Yeah, it's Bechitov. Yeah, he says, "Mipnei hachayir mipnei alistim." Worried about the wild animals and the bandits. Okay, all right. So we had one question, which seemed to support the idea that or means day, and that's like we think according to Rav Huna, and the Gemara deflected the proof. Okay, any questions, comments, or thought on that? Very good. Okay, now the next one. Okay, Meitvei. Again, these are all proofs that or means day. And that, I think logically, you'd think that or means light, or it's got to be day. That's what you would think. So now the Gemara has another proof. Meitvei, uva ucha or boker yizrach shamesh. This is in Avua from David HaMelech. He says, ucha or boker yizrach shamesh. So now we have the word or before boker. We said if or is before boker, we thought that the only logical explanation was or, which is the same as boker, who is morning. He says, that way, Yizrach Shemesh, the sun will shine. That's David's nevuah. says Alma or Yamamahu. So now I have a proof that or means day. So the Gemara says Mikativ or Boker. It doesn't say or Boker. Then if we said or Boker, then you got it. It says Uch or Boker Ktiv, as the or is Boker. V'haki Kamar Uch or Boker Ba'olam Hazeh. He says as like the means as it lights up in the morning is in this world. He says Ke'ein Zricha Hashemesh Latzadikim L'Olam Haba. So in the Olam Haba, it'll shine brightly for the tzaddikim. In other words, so the thrust of the pasuk is uchu or boker, like as it is now when the sun just begins to shine in the morning. He says, but it'll be yizrach shamash in the future, means in olam haba the sun will shine brightly for the tzaddikim. That's where the Gemara deflects it. All right, I'll do one more and then I'll pause. Okay. Meifei, we ask another question. Again, these are all ostensible proofs for Rav Huna, who says that or means nagi, light. So he says, Meifei, vayikralu kim la'or yom. This we think we got it, you know, down pat. God called the or yom. He called or yom. Alma or yamamahu. So we think that or means a day. That's what we think. But he calls the or yom. All right. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar. He says, no, this is what the pasuk means. L'me'ir uba kra'a yom. He says, that which was illuminating, not that there's a noun or, but that when the light was increasing, he called it day. So the Gemara says, el'me'atav l'choshach kara laila. So at the end of the pasuk says, l'choshach he called laila. L'machshich uba kara laila. If it's uniform or symmetrical, that which is getting dark, he calls night. He says, v'akaimelan da'atzidah kochavim yimamahu. That we hold, and Rashi points out, it's the first daf in Brachot, which we began at the beginning of the secular calendar year. He says that until Seisa Kokavim, it's day. In other words, you know, remember, Anachnu v'machzikim ra'uvachim me'alot ha'shachar v'yatzeda kokavim. We're busy working from alot ha'shachar to tzeda kokavim. Remember in the Gemara in Brachot. Anyway, so the point is, so it doesn't mean, it can't be that Lamachshik, when things are getting dark, he calls it night, because it's only night when it's after it's dark. So the Gemara says, Elahachi Kamar, Karya Rachmana Lenohora, that Hashem summoned the light, or Hashem summoned the light, he says, Upakte Mesadimama, and commanded it concerning lighting during the day. The Karya Rachmana Lechashocha, He called Choshech darkness, Ufakte Amista Delilah. He commanded it concerning night. So it means, Vayikralu Kim La'or Yom, doesn't mean he called, there was something or that he called day. Vayikralu Kim means he summoned like this entity known as or, and he commanded it concerning the day. And he summoned an entity known as Choshech and commanded it concerning the night. Okay, so anyway, so we had a series of ostensible proofs for Rav Huna, and each one we deflected. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody's very quiet tonight. Okay, let me go on. Okay, so we're around eight lines to the bottom on Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Meitvei, now we're asking another question. Halluhu kol kochvei or. Now, this is the other side. Now we're flipping over, bringing proof that or means night. It says, Halluhu kol kochvei or. Plays him all, we think, Kochvei Or, the stars of the night, right? That's when stars, you see the stars at night. So Kochvei Or, we think, means stars at night. He says, Alma or Tuhu. So now I have a good proof that Or means night. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means, or what the Pasuk could mean. Hachi Kamar, Halu Kol Kochavim Hame'irim. Praise Hashem, all the stars that shine. In other words, Kochvei Or are stars that shine. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Elamiata kochavim yirmuhu debau shabuche, shenam irin lo bau shabuche. You mean only the ones that are shining have to praise Hashem, not the ones that don't? So the Gemara says, Bahaktiv halu kotzva'av. The Pasuk says, praise him, all of his hosts. So he said, in other words, if the Pasuk is saying, halu kokokve or, and or means to shine, that means that there's some, presumably, that don't shine. So the Gemara says, Ela hakamashmala, no. The or de kochavim nami orhu. It means the stars that shine, but it's not coming to preclude the stars that don't shine, because Rashi says all stars shine. He says it's coming to teach me why does the pasuk say halu kokofei or, like the stars that shine, is to teach me that the starlight is also called or. L'may nafkamina, what's the significance of that? Api alacha, l'noder mina or. If a person took a neder that he's not going to get benefit from or, which seems like a very difficult neder to make or to observe, Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, hanoder mina or asur bo ran shel kochavim. If a person takes a neder, he's not going to get benefit from light, he's prohibited even by the starlight. Okay, so that was a proof, an ostensible proof for that or was night, and we deflected that as well. All right, now we're going back to the Rav Huna situation. We're going to try to prove again that or means day. Okay, Meitvei, this is a pasuk in Eo from the book of Job. Meitvei, la or yakum rotzeach, by or the rotzeach will get up, yiktal aniv yon. We think it means by day. We think or means day here. During the day, the rotzeach will get up, he'll kill aniva evyon, the poor person. And at night, he'll be like a thief and break into people's homes. Okay? So now on the top line on Beis Amud Beis, everybody with me, says, there's like a symmetry in the psukim. So if I say A and B, so, you know, if I, like, it's like password, lahavdil, like night, day, you know what I mean? Like you give the clue. So he says here, Hamid Kamar Balaila Hikaganav, since the second part of the Pasuk says at night he'll be like a Ganav, he says Alma or Yamamahu. So the first part, or in other words, what goes with night? What pairs off with night? Day. So the Gemara says, so now I have a proof that or means day. So the Gemara says, Hatam Hachi Kamar. So he says, no, what the Pasuk means, Ipshitalach Milta Kinohora Danafashu Kaati. It means if it's clear to you, like light, like you'd say in English, you'd say clear like day, but he's saying like light. If it's clear like light that the person, the attacker, is coming to kill you or is prepared to kill you, so he says rotzeachu v'nitam la'atzilo b'nafsho. So then that person is a rotzeach, or, you know, potential rotzeach, and you could defend yourself, or somebody else could defend you by taking his life. But if you're mesupak, like the night things aren't so clear at night. All right, let me explain. So there's a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. It says, If you find somebody tunneling into your home and you kill him, you're not liable for it, because we take it that a person, he's coming to steal, but if somebody's going to stand in his way, he's going to take the person's life. But the Gemara learns there are some people who break into your home, you're not allowed to take their life. And that is like Rahman al-Than, if somebody's father breaks into their home. So the Gemara says a father is not going to kill the son. So you're not allowed to kill the father. Interesting, the Gemara says if a son breaks into the father, then the son, I think, you know, might be willing to kill the father. But the father not killing the son. Anyway, so the point is, so the Pasuk, so again, so the stress of this Pasuk, the way the Gemara is, again, so the Pasuk, we thought we had a good proof. The Pasuk says, La'or yukum rotzeach, yiktal aniv evyon. We thought by the day, the rotzeach gets up, he kills an aniv evyon, uvalayla hikiganav, at night he's like a ganav. So we thought it's like day and night. So the Gemara is saying, no, that's not what the Pasuk means. It means if it's clear to you that this guy, you know, is gonna, if necessary, kill somebody so you can kill him. Abalahar Kash game har go. That's what he means. But it's Balila, it's not so clear to you. Let's say it's like a father breaking in, then you're not allowed to kill him. That's what the Gemara says. So understood that way, or it doesn't mean day. It just means if it's clear to you like daylight, you know, like light, you know, then that's it. So again, so we had a proof, we thought that or meant day, but we deflected that proof. Any questions, comments, thoughts? All right, I'm moving on. All right, let's take a look. Okay, we're around the sixth line on Beis Amud Beis. You're on a roll. And by the way, we finish, according to the schedule, we finish, you know, Masechet Pesachim just about a week before Pesach. So it's a nice project, and I hope this will be our last COVID Masechta. We had Shabbos was a COVID Masechta, Erevin a COVID Masechta. I hope that Pesachim, like Pesach is a Chodesh of Geula, or the Chag of Geula. So I hope this will be when we get to the Siyam Masechet Pesachim. I hope we'll have a much better situation. If not back to normal, at least we'll be able to see more clearly that, you know, hopefully vaccines being distributed and people getting a cure. Okay, so let's take a look on the sixth line. Meitve Yechshechu Kochvei Nishpo. This is again from Eov. So Eov is talking. He says, Yechshechu Kochvei Nishpo. Let the stars of his night be darkened. Yikav Loor Va'ayin. Let him hope for or, and it won't be there, b'al yireb afapei shachar, let him not see the blush of morning. So midkamar yikaf l'or v'ayin, let him like hope or crave for or, and it won't be there, ama or yamamu. We think from the thrust of that pasuk, or means day. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, hatam melad hu dekalayat le'iov l'mazale. He says, Eov there was like cursing his own mazel. Amar, he said, Yehei Rava, may it be Hashem's will to let's pay Hachgavra Lenahora, that this person, meaning himself, will hope for light. But it means the way they said it's like talking about his own mazel. In other words, like that his mazel should be illuminated below Lishache, and he won't find it. So, or there doesn't mean day. This means like an illumination for his mazel. Anyway, so. We had a proof for it. It was day, and we deflected that. All right, let me try one more proof to deflect it, and we'll pause. Okay, Meitvei. So we ask another question from another pasuk. This is again David HaMelech. Va'omar ach choshech yishufeni. I said that night envelops, darkness envelops me. V'layla or ba'adeni, and the night. He says, and the night became or around me. Alma or yamamahu. He says, so I see that or is the day. In other words, David Melch is feeling dejected. He says, Amar achoshech yishfeni. I'm surrounded by darkness. V'layla or ba'adeni. But the night became or for me. So what is the opposite of night? Day. Alma or yamamahu. So the Gemara says, Hatam hachi kamar David. This is what David was saying. Ani amarti achoshech yishufeni li'olam haba shudameh layom. He says, again, David Melch, he was concerned about his sin with Bathsheba. So he's despairing that he's done this aveira and he's like in gehak tzuris. So he says, I said, achoshech yishufeni li'olam haba shudameh layom. That even in olam haba, I'm going to be enveloped in darkness. He says, and Olam Haba is compared to day. He says, Achshav ha'olam hazeh shudomeh l'layla. Now, even in this world, which is compared to night. In other words, this world is like night, and the Olam Haba is like day. First of all, it's Olam HaEmes. You see everything there. He says, and things are better in Olam Haba. Ha'olam hazeh shudomeh l'layla, or ba'adeni. He says, become light around me. So Rashi brings down that David HaMelech was forgiven for his Aveiru with Bathsheba, and he brings down there's a member of Chazal in Moi Katan, which is coming up in Daf Yomi in about probably about a year. That when they brought the Aaron to the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the gates closed, and Shlomo Melech, you know, wanted them to open. Then we said, like he said, open for the sake of David, you know, my father, they opened and everybody realized that David had been forgiven. So anyway, so we thought we had a great raya that or there was day, but or just meant light. All right. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did? What's up, Fern?
So we're nowhere.
What? Well, I wouldn't say no once, and let me let somebody in. Well, you're right. In terms of proofs, we've deflected proofs both ways, right? In terms of that, okay. So now
just checking.
Okay, now we're going to have a stronger proof. Okay, Meifei. So now we're going to bring a proof from a Mishnah. This Mishnah is on Daf Yud in our Masechta, so it's next Tuesday. Meifei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodkin or Arba Asor. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says you should check or Arba Asar, which we know means the night of the 14th, but is somewhat questionable. He says, you check the night, but if you don't check then, Uvi Arba Asar Shachrit, if you don't check at night, so check on the morning of the 14th, he says, Uvi Shad Abir. If you don't check in the morning, you'll check at the Shad Abir when you're destroying the Chametz. So the Gemara says, Me Dekama Rabbi Yehuda Bodkin or Arba Asar, Uvi Arba Asar Shachrit. So in that line, in that Mishnah, what does or mean? Is it so? It says you should check or Arba Asar and the 14th of the morning. So the Gemara says Alma or Oratahu. That's got to be the time before that has to be at night. In other words, it already says if I didn't check, at the or, I'll check in the morning. So there in that Mishnah, we think we have really good proof that or means the night. So Shmami Nad, the Gemara says that's a good proof. Now, even though we have this proof, so now this is the first sort of proof that's not rebutted. So now we have a proof from the Mishnah Daf Yod that or means at night, but it's not quite conclusive what it means in our Mishnah. You could argue, in other words, that the Rav Huna theoretically could agree that or could mean night, but or could also mean day. So let's take a look. So Meifei, we ask another kasha against this idea, against Rav Huna, that or means day. So Meifei, now this is from a brisa. It says, Me'ematai arbasa asur ba'asiyat malacha. So this is, later on, there's a perek, Makom Shenagu. I think it's the fourth perek. Anyway, so the fourth perek. Somebody has a whole masechta in front of them and can open up. Anyway, so there's a perek, Makom Shenagu lasot malacha ba'arvei psachim osim, Makom Shenagu shlo lasot ein osim. In places where the minhag is to do malacha, on Erev Pesach you do, otherwise not. So the Gemara says that at the time that they bring the Korban Pesach, so everybody agrees that you're not allowed to do malacha. That would be from Chatzot going forward. But there's a question whether you have the minhag not to do malacha the morning of the 14th. So this brisa relates to that. So Meifei Me'ematai Arba Asur Ba'Asiyat Malacha. If it's the place where the minhag is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, meaning the whole day, when does that prohibition click in? So the Gemara says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Meir Misha'at Ha'or. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says from the time of the or, quote unquote. He says, Reb Yehuda Omer Mishara Neitz Hachama. And Reb Yehuda says from Neitz, from sunrise. So we the way this is headed is we think or means night. In other words, we think one time it says the prohibition against Malacha begins the night of, in other words, when you're searching for Chametz, that's when the prohibition against Malacha begins. And the other one says it's with Neitz. So we're going to do more in this brisa. So I'm going to leave Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said, Mishara Or, he says, V'chi heicha matzinu yom shmiksoa sur ba'asiyat malacha, so mutar ba'asiyat malacha. Where do you ever see that you have the day that's split, part of the day you're allowed to do malacha, part of the day not allowed to do malacha? So from that statement, it sounds like he holds the whole day, with the night and the whole day, you're asur ba'asiyat malacha. So Amar Lein, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hu atzmo yochiach, the day itself will prove to you that you're not correct. Erev Pesach, shemikstoto mutar b'achilat chametz, shemikstoto asur b'achilat chametz, because some of that day you're allowed to eat chametz, and some of the day you're not allowed to eat chametz. So I'm proving to you already that Erev Pesach is a bifurcated day; it's not consistent throughout. So just like it's in terms of when you can eat chametz and when you can't eat chametz, it's broken down, and it was on a derisa level from noon, and then we hold this machloket later on in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph, we hold like Remeir, Ochlin Kol Arba. You're allowed to eat chametz for the first 4 hours of the day on a derabanan level. So he says here, now that's the quote from the Brisa. So the Gemara extrapolates, Midkama Rabbi Yehuda Mishara Neitz Hachama. since Rabbi Yehuda, who's a lenient opinion, says that you're not allowed to do malacha work from Nesachama, from sunrise on Erev Pesach, Alma, or the Kamer of Lezman Yaakov, or to who? So the logical, his bar palukta, the one who doesn't agree with him, and he says, no, the malacha you can't do from or, so or must mean at night. In other words, so one is saying from night you can't do malacha, the one is saying already you can do malacha up until the morning. So the Gemara is low. So if that's the case, then we got another proof that or means night. Then another nail in the coffin for Rav Huna, what we think is Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, lo, my or, amura shachar. What is or? I could say or doesn't mean night. Or could mean dawn. In other words, you have neitzachama, you have sunrise, and then you have dawn. Aloda shachar, we usually say, is 72 minutes before sunrise is aloda shachar. I mean, there's different ways of calculating, but we'll say that way. So that's the alternative interpretation of this brisa. So the machloket is, let's say sunrise is at 7:12. So the machloket is, are you prohibited in Malacha from 6 a.m. or from 7:12? So according to this, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says from 6 a.m. and Rav Yehuda says from 7:12. So ihachi, if that's the case, the kamar leheicha masinu yom shemikstom utar basiyat Malacha. So asur basiyat Malacha. So if that's the interpretation, and indeed Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds from Aloda Shachar, so what type of argument is he propounding to Reb Yehuda? He says to Reb Yehuda, where do we see a day that's split? So if that's the case, though, Nema Yulinafshe, he, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, should say to himself, he says, Ha'ika Laila de Kashari. In other words, if the interpretation, the alternative interpretation of Brisa is that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that Malacha is only prohibited from Aloda Shachar, and then Reb Lezer ben, and Reb Yehuda says from Neisacham, from sunrise, so how does Reb Lezer ben Yaakov say to Reb Yehuda, where do you ever see that the day is split? So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is also splitting the day, because he's allowed to do Malacha at night, he can't do from dawn. So the Gemara says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov hachi kamar. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said the first wide line on Beis Amud Beis. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov hachi kamar. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov saying like this, with my pshat, there is a precedent where the chachamim, again, here, the prohibition against malacha in the morning of Erev Pesach is a minag. And so it's not a Torah law. So he's saying, I already have a precedent that for another halacha where the chachamim on a drabbanon level are machalik between alod shachar and the rest of the day. The Tanya, it should be, Gabi Tanit Sibur, in reference to a public fast, Ad Matay Uchel B'Shoteh, how long are you allowed to eat and drink, you know, going into a fast? He says, Ad Shialem on a Shachar, did Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, till Alot HaShachar, until dawn. He says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Crow Together. Rabbi Shimon says, until the cock crows, so to speak. So he says, so it could be that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is saying, I agree that there are sometimes a chilukim, but the chilukim have to have a precedent to it. So by Tanit Sibur, I see that a person's allowed to eat till dawn, till Aloda Shachar, which is the way I say the malacha works. You could do malacha up until Aloda Shachar. But El Didach, fourth white line, Hecha Shkachlan Yimam Agufa de Palgi Bi Rabbanan. Where do we see that you get so far up until sunrise already that the Chachamim say one thing before sunrise, one thing after sunrise? So Amrlei, Rabbi Yehuda, now this is like going with the flow with this interpretation. Again, still sustaining Rav Huna's ostensible interpretation that or means day. He says, or in this case, Alot Shachar. Amrlei, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Hu Atzmo Yochiach, that this day of Erev Pesach will prove that the Shemik Satomu Tar Baklit Chametz, part of the day you're allowed to eat Chametz, he says, Umistow Asur Baklit Chametz, some day you're prohibited. So the Gemara says, Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda's got a great argument to Rabbi Lezer. You're right. The day is broken up in many different ways. In terms of Tanis, so we break it up with the Lota Shachar. In terms of eating Chametz, it's broken up in a different place. So the Gemara says, Haki Kamalei Rabbi Lezer. This is what Rabbi Lezer is saying to Rabbi Yehuda. Amina Lacha, no, Malacha Durabanan. I'm adducing proof to you by rabbinic laws, because that's what we're talking about in essence on not doing malacha on the morning of Erev Pesach, not talking about a Torah law. So my precedent is rabbinic laws. So I showed you, but Tanit Sibur, the Mechali between Aloda Shachar. But Amrili Chametz Doraita, you're bringing me a proof on a Torah law. He says the Ad Hacha Asa Rachmana Mid Hacha Shar Rachmana. In other words, when the Torah law, the Rebbe Shlomo, he has his own, he has his dinim, so that's what he speaks. But the Chachamim, which is what we're talking about, they divide the day at Alot HaShachar. The Idach, the other one, will answer, Rabbi Yehuda will answer, Shavut Rabbanan. But the hours on Erev Pesach, in other words, on a Torah level, you can eat Chametz till noon. But then, according, and it's Machloket in the Mishnah, but according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to eat Chametz for 4 hours till 10 a.m. If it's 6 to 6 day, you know, like till 10 a.m. So I'm talking about Shavut Rabbanan. I'm talking about the rabbinic hours. That the rabbis are introducing hours and the breaking up the day, you know, 10 a.m. before 10 a.m. and after 10 a.m. The Edach, where Blazer and Yaakov would say, Harchakahu da Avad Rabbanan Doraita. That's just a Harchaka. In other words, they're working off the Torah laws and they're afraid that a person won't know exactly when noon, so they're adding on a little bit to that. But Inachinami, for Dinam de Rabbanan, Alot HaShachar is the key. Anyway, the basic idea is that we thought we had a great proof that Or meant night from this Brisa, and the Gemara was able to deflect it and say there's a plausible alternative explanation that Or means Alot HaShachar. Let me do another 4 lines, and then I will pause and we'll take some questions, and I think that will be it for today. So, Meifei, we ask another Kasha, and this Kasha is from a Brisa, and it's talking about the Kiddush HaKodesh. So let me just go over this. This is actually like a sugya in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We're also coming up with Daf Yomi. So every Jewish month, right, we can either have 29 days or 30 days in Jewish month, right? In other words, because the Molad is 29 and a half days. So usually we alternate between 29 days and 30 days. So if, let's say, Bizman, the Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iya, if they get to the night of the 30th, so the Eidim might see the new moon on the 30th, and if that is the case, on the day of the 30th, they'll come to Bezin, and Bezin will declare the 30th to be Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the 30th is not the 30th. The 30th is the first of the next month. And if they don't come, then, as a matter of course, so the next night will be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, that'll be, so the 31st will be Rosh Chodesh. All right, that's the way it goes. So the Mishnah learns that they had a communication system to the people who were in the Galus and to Bavel. They would light bonfires on the top of mountains and fire to fire. In other words, so people knew that Rosh Chodesh was declared. And then the Gemara learns that the I think the Shomronim tried to mess them up, and then they went over to sending Shluchim. All right, so let's read the Brisa. So Meifei, Ein Masin Masuot, they only like put these bonfires from hill to hill to hill. El Alachoda Shanira Bismano Lakacho. If Bismano means if the moon was on the night of the 30th, so then on the night of the 31st, the next night they put the bonfires. And that's for the sign that the previous night was Rosh Chodesh. He says, "Ve'ematai masin masuot." When do they put these fires on the mountains, the hills? Lor iburo, on the night of the 31st. Lor iburo. So lor iburo, that's the key. The night of iburo. Alma or tohu. So that's a pretty good raya that or means night. So the Gemara says shmamina. So now we had two proofs that or means night, right? We had the earlier proof about the Bedikas Chametz, the Mishnah that was around the 15th line from the top, in a Botkin or Arba Asar, and then we have this proof about from this Brisa. So it's looking good for or being the night. So Meifei, though, we ask a question from the following Brisa. This is Meifei. Haya omeid kol halayla umakriv alam zbeach. If he, the Kohen, was standing the entire night and offering parts on the Mizbeach, l'ora to'un kiddush adai raglayim divrei Rebbe. So in the aura, he needs to wash his hands and feet, according to Rebbe. So there, aura sounds like it means morning, right? In other words, when it was after the night doing his avoda, he's got to do kiddush adai raglayim the next morning. So that's not looking good. So Ora Shani. Ora is different than Or. Ora Shani. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, let me tell any who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did tonight? Any questions, comments, or thoughts?
How does all of this relate to what we learned in Barachot about the time to say Shema? Does the same principles apply?
There's
time limits
okay.
within which you can say it or not say it.
Okay, by Shema, it's b'shach b'chav kumecha. That's the key line, was when you get up in the morning. That's the term we're talking about.
Didn't we have a whole thing about what's the latest you can do it, what's the earliest you can do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm saying, well, in terms of latest, it's when is it still called b'shach b'chav, when you get up? Is it, you know, like...
I think he's talking about how long can you say shacharis ad arba sha'od, Rav Yehuda Omer,
ad chatzot. Right, in other words, you had all these things in Barachot where we had these time limits.
You're talking about Kriyat Shema or talking about Tefillah? What are you talking about?
Well, but I mean, they both related to the same thing. There were like time limits within which you could say things.
Each one has
they were all related to the beginning of the day, the end of the day.
Right, right, right.
Now, all I'm trying to understand, are the concepts that we're learning here similar to those, unrelated to those? Do they have anything to do with each other?
Well, only obliquely. I mean, in the sense that the Gemara here had mentioned about when the beginning of the day was, so that could somewhat relate to like tefillah and to Kriyat Shema, but it really is a different topic. In other words, it's here we're talking about when is the zman for bedikas chametz, and the Gemara is going to conclude that I mean. The only thing is, in the most general sense, we spoke about when the day begins. We said the day begins with Alot HaShachar. So that would be the earliest time that a person could daven, would be Alot HaShachar. And in a very like on the side, it is like some relationship, but it's very, I think it's generally very different. Okay.
All right. I know it's not related. It's like we learned Tefillin about some Alachot about Alachot Tefillin in Eruvin, but is this where the Alacha that you can, in Taniyot, you can eat until Alot HaShachar?
Well, that, it came in here on the side. I mean, the main sugya for that is in Masechet Tanit. That would be the place to look for it.
It's a year from now.
They just brought it up here. It's not, well, right, it's about a year from now, but this is that Bryce that we brought that relates to it. All right. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions, comes to the, and again, they say that you should make a tanai, you know, before you go to sleep, that you, if you intend to eat in the morning before Alot HaShachar, that you're doing that. Okay. I think that's going to be it for tonight. Let me end the recording.
This year, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos.